Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. And today, the Senate is staying late, and they'll make up for it by taking 3 days off next week. They're staying late. To 8 o'clock, they're going to work. They're going to burn the midnight wax because they have no oil. Yeah, what a joke. And what they've done is they've taken all the tax money that you have been good enough to give them, and they're bribing each other with those tax dollars. They're giving Mary Landrieu $100,000 to make sure she votes for the health care plan. And they're giving another one, I forget who it is, $75 million to make sure she votes for the health care plan. It's really wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. We can't get any better than this unless we go completely communist and we invite the Red Army to march in the next Veterans Day parade. And speaking of the Red Army, I spoke to Jimmy from Brooklyn last night for an hour and a half. He was venting. And I got to tell you, the guy is a living education. And I said to him, Jimmy, the average American today has no idea whatsoever how dangerous the threat of communism is and how they've plied their trade in the United States since 1945. And before. Actually, 1919. And Jimmy is just a plethora. It's one of those college words you have to spend $40,000 to learn. He has a collage. That's only $20,000 in college. He has a collage of documentation about how the Soviets use Afro-Leninists, Homo-Leninists. He goes through a whole litany of all of the groups that they've infiltrated and used. And I'll tell you, I can almost point out a communist when I see them. I just got to hear them for about a minute, and I can get my label machine out and slap one on. I'm going to try and get Jimmy on the show. He won't come on my show because I don't have enough listeners, which I think is kind of silly. I told him, I said, Jimmy, Jesus only started with 12, and one of them betrayed him. And he goes, yeah, and Castro started with 8. How's that? Jimmy says that Latin America, the Catholic Church in Latin America, has been infiltrated by communism. And I got my eyes opened when I heard the president of Brazil say the problem with the world is there's too many white men. And so I stopped singing Brazil. But I do like Brazil. I like the music. I like Brazilians. Some of my best friends are Brazilians. You know who I stole that from? Hillary Clinton, when she said some of her best friends are the unborn. But seriously, I do like the Brazilians, and as a matter of fact, we have them in the family. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting sugar from Brazil this week. And a Count Basie album that was recorded in Brazil by a guy who pirates Count Basie music. And the person who was delivering the Count Basie CD to me, he won't give it to me because he's enjoying the music. So I have to let him know I can burn a new CD and he can have a copy. But I'm told that the sugar that's coming in is so sweet, you only need 1 tablespoon where you might take 3 of the the American sugar that's marketed. So if that's true, and this sugar is, as they say in German, ausgezeichnet, which means excellent, or in Arabic, mumtaz, I'm going to see if we can market it, and we'll call it sweet sugar. And then you won't have to take that rat poison. Oh! But speaking of rat poison, I see that MSNBC is really going after Sarah Palin. So I sent Sarah Palin an email, and I told her that the best photo op that I saw Sarah Palin in was on her husband's boat pulling the net up and bringing the fish in. And I said, I like that photo of bringing in the fish. And I said, look in the net. Oh, it's Keith Olbermann. Holy mackerel. But, and the other photo that I love that gets a lot of votes, I'm sure gets a lot of votes, is her with her baby in a shopping cart at the supermarket, picking something off the shelf, putting it into the basket as she talks to a constituent. How's that? That, I don't know if that picture was taken when she was mayor or governor, but that picture says 1,000 words. Like the Chinese say, one picture is worth 1,000 words. And I thought that was fantastic. And she needs more of those photo ops. She needs the working girl of photo ops. And then we can take one of Hillary trying on her Mandarin jacket. Miss America. New York is a doormat state. We are the biggest suckers. You talk about suckers. New York is a sucker state. Absolute sucker. They had Hillary running for the Senate. So they took a picture of her upstate listening to the farmers. And then Chuck Schumer followed up. He went up to talk to the farmers, and he was in a barn, and he got cow manure on his Gucci's, and he hasn't been back since. Chuck Schumer, the defender of New York. But Hillary, she went and listened. And then she listened to upstate Hasidim, and she said, I'm listening to you, and you want to get a crooked rabbi out of jail. Okay, you know what we'll do? You vote for me, I'll get the crooked rabbi out of jail. I have influence. And so the Hasidim, the follower of the Ten Commandments, who teach their children to obey the Ten Commandments, lied and stole to elect Hillary Clinton. How would you like to be a daughter of one of those Hasidim sitting in the kitchen listening to the men in the dining room talking about we have to do this, knowing what she knows and what she's been taught about the Ten Commandments, knowing her father has lengthened his phylacteries and is a hypocrite? Yeah. You think about that. You know, it's not who you betray, it's who you betray. So Hillary got the vote, and she said, I'm going to serve the state of New York. And she wiped her feet on the New York doormat, and that was the last we've seen of her, except she showed up when the catastrophe check, her and Chuck Schumer showed up to cash the catastrophe check from the 911 government rescue money. Yeah, they were there to take credit for it. Yes, we got this money. We got this money from all those dead people in downtown New York. And Chuck Schumer stood on the DNA dust and said, I love this city. And then he turns around and he goes, I can be bought for $75 million. Give me $75 million and we'll stage Al-Qaeda Part 3 right here in New York. Did Chuck Schumer say, I'm absolutely opposed to Al-Qaeda coming? No. No. He said, give me $75 million to keep my mouth shut. And that's what they gave him. It's part of the Oh, by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but this health plan that they're voting on tonight, those five Al-Qaeda are covered. They're gonna get the health care benefits also. You can think about it, man. Your government has, they don't even, they play with you. They toy with you like a cat with a mouse. You have no say in this country. You have no freedom. You can't even say the word communist without looking over your shoulder. But I can. I say it all the time. I bandy it about. Let me take a quick break and we'll come back. Oh, by the way, one of the things that Jimmy told me that I wasn't aware of, and he's a great source of communist information. Bella Abzug, she was like the Madeleine Albright of New York. Used to wear the big hats. He said she was a communist and that she voted for Hitler. She endorsed Adolf Hitler until Hitler went to Russia. And when Hitler went to Russia, she turned against him. There she is, looking out for New York. Rest in peace, Bella. Sorry, we're out of ice water. By the way, I'm looking for a nativity scene. I want one that is taken in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Djibouti, Kuwait, Qatar, anywhere where there are American troops and where there are locals that have sheep, camels, a donkey, and a crush-like surrounding. And I want at least three troopers kneeling in front of the manger with their weapons. And if you got a connection, you can get me that picture. I will make you famous. I said to Jimmy towards the close of the phone call, I said, Jimmy, we've been chatting for an hour and a half. We could have been doing this on my radio show. And he said, well, how many listeners you got? I said, well, I had as many as 40. I'm down to about 4. And he says, well, how come? I says, I'm not marketing it right. So I figured the only way I'm going to get Jimmy on the show is I'm going to have to open up the show, and then I'm going to have to call Jimmy and say, Jimmy, call me back at this number, and when he calls in, then I'll tell him he's on the air. So I'm going to try that. And then, of course, if it doesn't work out, then I'll just go to my pre-recorded show. And so in order to try it, I'm going to do half-hour segments. So every time I start a half-hour segment, I'm calling Jimmy first. And if I don't get Jimmy, then I'll do the half-hour segment. And we'll see what happens. I feel that the American people, especially the young, have no idea what the threat of communism is all about. They don't know how many freedoms they've lost already. If you're born into slavery, you don't know anything else but slavery. When somebody takes away your freedom, you feel it. You fight for it to get it back. But if you weren't born in freedom, you have no idea what freedom is. And this country is divided. We're split right down the middle. And it's not good. We are wide open for anything. We've got too many politicians that are millionaires, too many politicians that are lawyers. We don't need all of those guys. You see 20,000 pages of the health care bill? 20 pounds of health care? That's because of lawyers. Normal people wouldn't do that. It would be plain language. It'd be about 6 pages. Give this guy insurance, everything he wants. That's all you got to say. 1 page. You know, it's really sad. Elderly people that visit me, they don't know me. You know, we meet as strangers. And they don't know, they feel that they're confined. in their thoughts because they know they're not thinking mainstream. And of course, the when they try to explain what they know from yesterday compared to today, everybody tells them, well, you're old and you're old-fashioned and you're out of the mainstream. But sadly, they know the difference between yesterday and today. And they'll all tell you they feel sorry for their grandkids. So when in the course of a conversation, they want to say what's in their heart, but they're afraid that they're going to be chastised for it. So they keep their tongue in cheek, you know. But when I see it and I sense it, I feed it. And I had a guy in, his name was Ray, and he's retired. He's a senior citizen. And the common complaint among all senior citizens is that we've destroyed our industry. Never forget, all these senior citizens, they all started out as working stiffs. They all started out doing what they call N-work, if you know what I mean, right? But the one thing they have in common with any American is that they know how to work. They have pushed their back into the wheel. They know what it's like to struggle. Many of them are from the Depression, the times of the Depression. They saw their parents struggle. There were no credit cards in the 50s. There was no such thing as a credit card in the 50s. And if you talk to anybody at that time, they would tell you, why would I buy something on credit? If I can't afford to pay it, I don't need it. I can't afford it. And that's the way they felt. If you don't have the money to buy it, don't buy it. And they're the ones that built the industries in this country. And they're the ones that worked the coal mines. They're the ones that organized the unions. I know of a relative of mine who helped organize the TWU. He was Mike Quill's right-hand man. He used to hold meetings. This is before the union came to be in the U.S. in the New York subway system. They used to hold meetings in my Aunt Katie's house on Collier Avenue and up in the Bronx. And they used to meet on Sunday. And the union dues were 10 cents in a handshake. In a handshake, if you got caught, you were fired. And my father told me he can remember being followed to the bathroom by a guy with a stopwatch. So that these people, they know, they've been to the mountain. They know hard times. They know suffering. And what they see today, they don't like. So I try to cheer them up a little bit. I said, the kids today, they don't even know how to tie their shoes. You see them. They walk around. Their feet are coming out of their sneakers. And I says, and they can't even keep their pants up. And they don't even know how to put their hat on straight. And he got a big laugh out of that. So I made his day. He finally found somebody that was simpatico. But it's really sad. And I do feel sorry for my grandchildren. Because this Democrat Party, it is as close to communist as you can get. And don't think that because Nancy Pelosi is a millionaire or a billionaire, that she's not a communist. You don't have to be a poor to be a communist. George Soros is a communist. As a matter of fact, Jimmy from Brooklyn says George Soros is KGB. How do you like that? But who's going to listen to the rantings of one conservative guy who's been labeled an anti-Semite? He's been labeled a racist. But they don't. You ever notice that nobody goes around labeling anybody anti-Catholic? Yeah. I wonder why. Because there's no anti-Catholics out there. Yeah. Yeah, tell me that one. Anyway, let me see what we got going here. We'll give you a tune. Hang in there. Here I am talking about Jimmy from Brooklyn, and when I went to pick the break to put up a tune, who calls me? Jimmy from Brooklyn. He mentioned the name. You may want to check it out. The guy's name is Victor Bott, VikTorBout. He's a big arms dealer, and he was caught in a sting operation in Thailand, and in October, Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder asked the Thai government to put him in American custody to come to the United States to stand trial, and the Thai government wouldn't do it. And Jimmy thinks it's because they've been in, either the Russians bought him off, or they intimidated the Thai government. And Jimmy also says that the KGB and the Russian mafia are they work hand in glove. And he cited the example that this Victor Bott, who is a big arms dealer, was able to move weapons using Soviet aircraft and Soviet ships. Then he mentioned that a couple of years ago there was an American observer in a Canadian helicopter outside of Puget Sound observing a Russian ship, a merchant ship called Kapitan Man, Kapitan Man. And the Russian merchant ship was tracking American submarines entering and leaving a port. And he took pictures of the this American on the Canadian helicopter, took pictures of the Soviet merchant ship. And while he was taking pictures, they shot a laser, a beam, and damaged his eyesight. And the Department of Defense investigated, which is your typical government investigation, and said there was no connection. And Jimmy also said that this ship, Der Capitan, he read in Reader's Digest that it was also delivering heroin, has delivered heroin in the past. So there's a big, Jimmy feels there's a big connection between red cocaine and the downturn, the doping up of American kids. And God knows, one out of five is a junkie today. What will it be in 10 years? Two out of five? Well, we sure need heroes now. And all our heroes are trapped in Afghanistan, waiting for supplies, while President Bao Tse-tung, T-O-N-G-U-E, makes up his mind. It's a good thing he doesn't sit on the panel at American Idol. Yeah, there'd be no winners. God help us. And the good news for the party of death tonight is they passed the Soak America law, and under the guise that they're going to debate about it now, they just shoved the stiletto in about 9 inches. Into the heart of America. 60-39 was the vote. So I don't know who didn't vote, but my guess is it's a Republican, because I thought there was 40 Republicans. And if it's because they got cold feet, that they should go first. So Politico.com announced that they trumpeted the 60 majority has now prepared the American people for the final assault. And I responded by saying, now begins Operation Repeal the House and the Senate. And I say, fire everybody. Fire everybody. Every one of them. Get rid of them all. Throw the stack in and say, give me a fresh deck. And that's what we got to do. There's a few good guys there, but they're few and far between, and they're not a majority. It's better to split these two parties now and have a third party conservative that has a fighting chance. And that's what the country needs. Otherwise, you can kiss your ass goodbye, because you're in trouble. You're in more trouble than you realize. If you talk to Jimmy from Brooklyn, he'll make you sick. Jimmy from Brooklyn says that the Soviet Union collapsed in order to conquer, and that we're loaded with. He says there's 3,000 FBI agents, and they can't handle anything. They're overwhelmed. There are more KGB agents in the United States than there are FBI agents. And there's more Al-Qaeda here, probably, than FBI agents. And the media is pulling the wool over our eyes, softening us up for the decline and fall of the American Republic. And we're in trouble. We're in so much trouble, it's ridiculous. You got a government that doesn't know how not to spend. You've got lawyers that were not disallowed to sue all these doctors. And they're getting a free pass. There's plenty of money to go around if you're a Democrat. There's plenty of money to go around. They can buy votes. They gave Mary Landrieu, who, by the way, when Bush was riding high, in order to save her neck, she told her constituents down in Louisiana that if she got elected and they elected her, she would support Bush. So they elected her, and 10 minutes later, she gave them all the finger. And now she's going to buy their votes with the money that the Democrats used to buy her vote. See what $100 million can do? And you bought Mary Landrieu's vote with your tax money. You see, now the money doesn't even go to the government. It goes straight to the Democrat Party. You're in trouble. You have no idea how much trouble you're in. As a matter of fact, you know what? Very soon you're going to be out looking for a job. Before I play Get a Job, I just want to mention something. I took that Pat Benatar song, and I put it to a collage of photos, And the title of it is called Lots of Heroes. And it's pictures of GIs who are real heroes, and firemen and construction workers, the backbone of America. And it's not bad. I could have done better, but I would have needed more time. I threw it together real quick. And you can find it on Twitter, and you can find it on MySpace. So let me give you a get a job. Oh, I'm going to give you a heads up on an item that you're going to see more and more of. Whoever's in charge of politically correct buzzwords in this country is very effective. They have people here speaking commie talk. Two guys were holed up in a house down, I think, in Florida, and they had hostages in the house, and finally they were rescued by the policia. And it turns out that they're illegal immigrants. But you won't find that out, because now the communist buzzword is Mexican citizens. No longer illegal immigrants, Mexican citizens. Did you see those wretches at Berkeley, California, protesting the fact that they're getting a tuition increase? Can you believe that? Did you see what they look like? What ragamuffins? What a waste of humanity. This is what California is producing and sending out to infect the rest of the country. Berkeley waste. And they're complaining because they may have to pay for food. Unbelievable. The richest state in the union can't pay its bills, and now wants President Bao Bao Tse Tung, T-O-N-G-U-E, they want him to tax the rest of the country and send the money to California. They just sent Mary Landrieu $100 million. Arnold's going to get something, too, because he's a Kennedy, and the Kennedys take right from the top. Yeah, God help us, man. We've been sold out. Look at your nation. Look around. Look around you. Do you know there are people who come into this country, they can't speak a word of English? They don't even take a course, an advanced course in key English words. I got a guy that comes to visit me. He talks to me in Ukrainian. He doesn't know one word of English, and he thinks I understand him. He speaks only Ukrainian. Only. Not one word of English. And he talks on and on and on. And I smile. Where'd my country go? I grew up, it was all Americans. Now I'm a stranger in my own land. I am the alien here. Well, God help us all, because a house divided cannot stand, and we are divided. We're split right down the middle. As a matter of fact, it's 53 to 47. 53% bad guys and 47% good guys. They say it only takes 25% of Americans to win a revolution, but I don't know. I don't know. When the military tells you that 75% of all applicants fail because they're out of shape and they have police records, you know we got a problem. And here's students out in California. Do you know how many guys in the last generation, or two generations ago, they couldn't afford to go to college? Or if they went to college, they went at night and they worked in the daytime. Harry Truman worked 10 years on a farm because his father was sick before he began his career. And here you got crybabies with foreign accents complaining they're not getting enough money at Berkeley, California. Unbelievable. And they're not the only ones. I once told my kids that I believed in the United States. 29 years old was the age of reason. And you know what my kids told me? You're wrong, Dad. It's 40. I'm scared. I really am. I'm scared. It is really sad. When you've got terrorists being treated like Hollywood stars by the administration, and then they go and say, Eric Holder says, not to worry, they're going to get the death penalty. There it goes. Case dismissed. He's prejudiced the jury. Deliberately. He knows what he did. He's getting them off the hook. You think about it. And one day you're going to wake up and go, where'd my country go? And somebody's going to say, you got to get on the truck. Don't pack any bags. You're not going to need them where you're going. Jimmy from Brooklyn says in 20 years there'll be concentration camps here. But that could never happen. That could never happen, right? Nah, never happen, can happen. Can't happen. Never happens. Just like two planes hitting two buildings is a coincidence. I'm listening to a girl who was describing, a broadcaster, who was describing the first hit on the World Trade Center. And she said, oh, a plane just went in, very calm, a plane just went into the World Trade Center. Oh, a second plane went into the World Trade Center. This sounds like this is not right. This sounds like there's something going on. Yeah, there's something going on. You'll find out. Jimmy from Brooklyn also says that the Catholic Church in Latin America is all communist. He believes that all governments, all religions have been infiltrated by the communists. What do you say? Could the communists have infiltrated Islam? Are the same communists who killed us in Korea using Koreans and Chinese? the same communist that killed us in Vietnam using a Vietnamese? Could they not be using Muslims? Who takes all the orders for the AK-47s? And this guy, Victor Bout, is that his name? Victor Bout, that was arrested in Thailand, is one of the biggest arms traders in the world. And according to Jimmy now, you got to do research on this stuff. You got to dig. Mark Rich is a friend of his. And Mark Rich is a friend of the Russians. And they know how to buy people. They know how to buy American politicians. And that's why you got to get rid of everybody. If you got people stealing in your business and you don't know who it is, and you're getting ripped off to the point where in another week you'll be out of business, you have no choice. You have to get rid of everybody. You got to start fresh. And that's the way it goes. And that's what you got to do in the House and the Senate. You got to get rid of everybody. Definitely get rid of the lawyers and get rid of the millionaires. You got to put mailmen in there. You got to put plumbers in there. You got to put tradesmen in there, construction workers in there. You got to make it a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And stop letting the media elect all your representatives. Put an end to that crap too. $1 is the most you can contribute to a political candidate. And when he gets $10, he can get a soapbox. If you told your grandfather or great-grandfather that the Chinese have all our money, he would laugh at you. He wouldn't believe you. He would not believe you. It's time to quote Cicero again. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. And Jimmy and I were talking, he recommends a book called Red Cocaine. And we were talking about the Yushchenko, who was poisoned by the KGB, and the guy in London who was poisoned with a combination of dioxin and herpes, and how sinister they are. You know, you never forget that Joe Stalin had a falling out with Leon Trotsky, and Leon Trotsky, for his own protection, he left Russia. And he went and holed up in Mexico City. And Stalin sent an agent to get him, find him, and chopped him with an axe. Chopped him up with an axe. And that's what one ruler of a country can do to one individual if allowed to freely swing. So we were talking about the movie The Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra and Lawrence Harvey. And in the movie The Manchurian Candidate, after all those GIs that were captured in Korea are brainwashed, they're released, and they all have the same story that Lawrence Harvey saved them, and they put in Lawrence Harvey for a Congressional Medal of Honor for his bravery. And it's all a lie. It's all a brainwashing lie. And Jimmy said to me, who was the most dangerous person in that movie? And I said, well, it was Lawrence Harvey. He goes, no.
He goes, it was his mother who was pulling the strings of the senator, and they stood on anti-communism. They were devout anti-communists, but actually behind the scenes they were communists. And I said, gee, you know, I never realized that. But if you want to see a movie about brainwashing, you got to see, and sinister plots, you got to see The Manchurian Candidate. The guy that put that together was a real master. Not the one, don't get the New Hollywood version, because New Hollywood version has no idea what they're doing. You got to get the one with Frank Sinatra, Angela Lansbury, and it's a good movie. You'll enjoy it very much. Okay, so having said that, and we talked about traitors, we're in trouble. We are in deep trouble, and we are going to lose our country. As a matter of fact, I was joking the other day. I said, you know what, I'm thinking of opening a business where I teach Americans to speak with a foreign accent so that they can blend in their own country. It is really bad. I mean, for a guy to come to this country without one word of English and to go to the motor vehicle and see you can get 17 translators, come on. That isn't bringing the people together. That's not... Where is the... What melting pot? You got 17 different sections of the melting pot? Give me a break. Okay, so the communists have won. They've destroyed the country. They've split it down the middle. They've turned black against white. They've turned black against the Chinese. Come on, Koreans. Give me a break. Either we're... Like Ben Franklin says... If we don't hang together, gentlemen, surely we will all hang separately. Right now we're hanging separately. And we got the wrong politicians representing us in both parties. You got to get rid of them all. Your only chance is a clean sweep. There's only two emblems that should be on the party platform. One is a broom, and the other is a vacuum cleaner. I don't know. And I feel sorry for... I don't feel sorry for Sarah Palin, but she's going to have a tough fight. And I'll tell you why. You know who her biggest enemy is going to be? Women. Because women don't believe that she has the capability of being a president. They don't. They look at the world stage and they say to themselves, how is she going to stand up against a Putin? How is she going to stand up against... and Ahmadinejad. How is she going to stand up against any Muslim country who has no respect for women? And that's every Muslim country. How is she going to stand up against South America? All Latin America is so ripe for communism, it'll only take a push to one little tap to push them over. They're all ripe for communism down there. The rich are living high and mighty, and the poor are suffering. There's no entrepreneurship in South America. There's just rich and poor. And the same in Mexico. That's why they're all up here. And that can't be. We've done a very bad job, and the communists have done a very good job. They have recruited the largest number, and we have not. And that's our fault. And I got to tell you, I heard this Carla, what's her name? The one that used to be a big businesswoman, and she's now a spokesman for the Republican Party. Fiorina, is her name Fiorina? Carla. And she says that we should be working on the Iranian people. Let me tell you, that's 8 years have been wasted not working on the Iranian people. I said the day we went into Iraq, the first thing we should have done was start broadcasting into Iran American values, American ideals, and work those people up. These people don't have potable water, they don't have gasoline, and their mullahs are doing what the House and the Senate are doing with our money. The mullahs are spending that money with the Russians and the Germans. and the Chinese in the big nuclear race so they can annihilate Israel. And I don't know if you know it or not, but the word is that the U.S. military has orders to shoot down any Israeli planes that fly over Iraq on their way to Iran. Did you know that? You better check it out. If it's true, we're in trouble. And Israel's in trouble. And that'll tell you Israel's been double-crossed. But let's face it, we did it to Taiwan. Why wouldn't we do it to Israel? We did it to the Cuban people. Why wouldn't we do it to Israel? There isn't anything an American can do. If we wanted to liberate Cuba, we could have done it. We could have done it in a heartbeat. We could have had lunch in Havana at 12 o'clock with an offensive at 8 o'clock in the morning. There isn't anything we can't do when we put our minds to it. But you see what they've done? They've broken our industrial base. The Democrats, in collusion with the Communist Party, have broken our industrial base. They went after all the big manufacturers, and they harassed them into closing their foundries, their factories, and they fined them out of business. They chased them overseas. They made it advantageous to export their entire factory overseas. Nancy Pelosi is responsible. California is responsible for the Kaiser Steel plant being dismantled by Chinese workers brought in from China to take it back to China. And now Bao Zedong is over there. He's telling the Chinese stop polluting. That's a joke. That's a joke. We sent all the pollution industries over to China, and China took good advantage of them, and they said, we'll live with the smoke as long as we get the Yankee dollar. And they got all the Yankee dollars now, and we can't make anything. We're out of business. We're out of business as an industrial power. How sad. And the Democrats did it, because there's more money in fines and regulations than there is in taxing the profits of a corporation. And if you don't think that there's a communist movement afoot, look at Chuck Schumer. The first thing Chuck Schumer wanted to do was pull a Hugo Chavez and seize Exxon. Now, he didn't say, I'm going to seize Exxon. What he said was, we're going to go after Exxon with a windfall profits tax. Well, why not go after Hollywood with a windfall profits tax? Why not go after Madonna with a windfall profits tax? Why go after a company that employs Americans in oil rigs all over the world, okay? Have you ever been to Saudi Arabia? Have you ever seen who's drilling oil over there? It's Americans. It's guys from Texas. But Chuck Schumer, he wants to tax the windfall profits. Not only on Exxon, he wants it on every American business. That's how they're going to get bigger and bigger. One day, you're going to be working for the government, and your children will be working for the government. I say, when one small business goes out of business, when one man gets laid off from an income-producing job, paid for by profits, and he loses his job, two government workers should get laid off at the same time. But instead, the guy that got laid off, he's going to turn to the government and get a job in the government where it's safe, and he can't be fired ever again. And he'll never get laid off. Until one day, there's only one guy working in America, and the rest of the country will call up to see if he showed for work today. We're in trouble. You got to reduce the size of this government. You got to send Jack the Ripper to do the books. And the first thing you cut is farts for the arts. Unless those ballerinas are wearing combat boots, they get nothing. The Democrat Party will stay in business using tax money. They're going to stay in business using your tax money. They're going to bribe their way into staying in power, and they're going to take your tax dollars and do it. Why is the prison in Illinois? Why? You mean that's the only prison in the country that's vacant? But right away, they went right to Illinois. Here, we made this much today. You take it. Tomorrow, we'll give $100 million to Mary Landrieu. Day after, we'll give money to Acorn. They'll change their name. They'll be back. Not to worry. We'll call ourselves nutmegs. Give me a week in Washington with a swift sword, and let me look over some numbers and grants and all this other happy horse crap and bribes to foreign countries. And I guarantee you, I'll have a balanced budget in 1 year. And you know what? Democrats will be selling pencils. It's time for the other president of the United States. My fellow Americans, I'm going to speak with a southern accent because I'll get more votes. My fellow Americans, I have good news. As of today, the southern border is closed, absolutely closed. The 58,000 men at Fort Hood have been moved to the border, and now they can carry guns. Where before they didn't have any and they had to call the cops, and now they'll be able to, they're going to open up a booths. Each foxhole will have a booth to write up aliens who want to come here and work so that they can fill out the forms and help them fill out the forms, and then they'll go in a master list, and we'll call them as we need them. But nobody's coming through, and all the dope dealers will have to go back to Mexico and fight amongst themselves. And the other good news I have for you today is I just passed a law. First-time marijuana users will now get the death penalty. I know that's hard, and I'm going to lose some relatives, just like you. But in 3 weeks, turkey will be the favorite meal. Cold turkey. And also, I've expanded. I've ordered Gitmo to be expanded. And also, we're opening a second terrorist holding area on the Arctic Circle. And we're going to try and help the polar bear population up there. And what else? Oh, the House and the Senate, they got fired today. They're gone. What do you mean they're gone? They're gone. There was nothing we could do about it. What else? Oh, all the ambassadors to all the foreign countries, they all got fired today. And they've been replaced with wounded war veterans, starting with privates first. Oh, and speaking of the Pentagon, they've all been busted. Busted down to private, they have to start all over again. No, actually, I'm going to promote fighting colonels over generals. And we're going to have... I want to bring the neutron bomb back. I think we need it because we might need the real estate. And is there anything else you'd like? This is my first day in office, so I don't want to do too many things at once. But... Oh, and I'm closing Berkeley University for not paying their taxes. And Columbia is next because they didn't register as a foreign agent. And then we're going to go after Notre Dame. Another, because they didn't register as... an anti-religious group. So that'll be it for today. And if anything else comes to mind, if you have any suggestions, I'm wide open. You could send me, you could email abutom@aol.com, and give me your suggestions. I'll be glad. Any way we can save money, I do intend to balance the budget in the first year. And I canceled the health plan for the House and the Senate. They're gonna put. I have a special salve that they can put on all their ailments. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to teach them how to sell the salve. So if they sell like 10 cans, they get a free BB gun. We were talking about Sarah Palin before, and I felt that women would not vote for her because they feel that she that it is a man's world internationally, and that she wouldn't be able to stand up against a Putin or an Ahmadinejad. But I got to tell you, that's not true. That Sarah Palin can go toe-to-toe with any of those buckaroos, okay? And do not write her off. She is honest. She's straight. She is a conservative. She's religious. She doesn't toss her children aside. She doesn't send them to camp. She doesn't abort them. She is a real American woman. She's not an idol. She's just a real American woman who's going to have her ups and downs like every one of us. But she is one of us. She's American. And I wish that the people of Alaska would put their differences aside and get behind her 100% and push her on the other 49 states. Because Alaska has a lot of influence, and they Alaskans don't realize it, but they have a lot of influence on the rest of the country. And if they show their support and love to Sarah Palin, it could be infectious. And she's one of yours. She's one of yours, and you should be proud of the fact that she's making Alaska number one. So don't underestimate Sarah Palin, and don't listen to dirty dogs like Keith Doberman or the guy that gets an erection when he sees Obama. Who's that guy, Chris Matthews? He gets a tingle? Gets a tingle. Oh, God. How sick we've become.